Our parents didn't agree with the Emperor. They were meeting with a group secretly to decide what could be done about it. They were trying to get others to take a stand and not just let him walk all over everyone. Will didn't interrupt. It seemed as if Ezra had more to say, so he just stayed silent. But that's not against the law. At least not technically. Bet slowly made her way to Ezra and lay her head against his arm. Anyway, Ezra seemed to compose himself. One night, when everyone was over, the pockets started opening. That's what we call the purple circle things like you saw Murden use with Tenebrum. Right in the middle of the meeting, they came from everywhere. There must have been 8 or so. They all appeared at once, the dark hands and their links. They came in and dragged everyone through the pockets and into the void side. Everyone but Bet and I. They left us alone. We weren't their targets, so they pretended we weren't even there. Where are they now? Will said. Well, we don't know for sure, but we think they're in prison, still trapped at some holding place in the void side. Will they get out? Do they get some sort of trial or anything? Ezra scoffed and sat down, and Bet followed. That's not how the Emperor does things. For a long time, Will didn't know what to say. Finally, Bet spoke up. That's why it's hard for us. You have to learn these things, the skills of a dark hand that we remember so clearly. It's painful, Will. I won't do things like that, I promise. I'll use whatever I learned for good. I'll help you. I want to say I believe you, Ezra said. The thing that bothers me is this. You don't just randomly become a dark hand. It has to be in your family line. It could be your grandmother or great-grandfather even, but still, it's a family thing. What were they? What did they do? Would you do what's right, even if your family hadn't? Yes, I think I would. Will thought of his mom and dad. Both of them seemed so clueless. They had the binders, so obviously they had some connection to Androsia, but to think that they were anyway negative was practically unthinkable. And his grandparents were even more harmless. He hardly ever saw them, though. All right. Ezra breathed in a steady stream of air to calm himself. Take out those binders you have. We need to talk about them. Will didn't argue. He reached into his pocket and pulled out the purple pill bottle. Ezra calmly took it in his hand and tried to count through the plastic how many binders were left inside. This is insane. The wealth you have right here. He shook the little bottle. Some people don't use this many in their entire lives. You need to know how they work, because obviously you don't. Bet said. I think I'm starting to. Will dragged his foot back and forth against the dirt. I gave one to Swoop. Once I did that, she wouldn't stop following me. Like you said earlier, the first one attaches you to the link. That's how I knew to give one to Ezra for Tenebrum. This is how it works, Ezra said. Binder one connects you to the link. Makes it yours. You don't need a full binder to do it, but that explains why you and Swoop have such a strong bond. You fed her probably twice what was necessary. The next stage comes after only a few more, usually something like 3. At that point, the link can then use one particular ability whenever it wants. We call it their passive ability. For most of us, after our first full year with the link, families will work to purchase the binders to unlock this particular passive ability. For Pexel, it's his barrier. You saw him use it back when Tenebrum was controlled by Murden. He's a defensive link, and is here to protect. For Tenebrum, Murden had already decided to unlock his passive ability. He must have an enormous amount of binders. Tenebrum is a link used for combat. He's not bad, or at least no more bad than whoever's controlling him. His passive ability is his dash attack. When he rears up, you know what's coming. Anyway, he lost the ability once I linked him back. When that happens, he has to start over. When he attacked, it was like he warped or something. He went forward to hit, but reappeared back further away. Will was highly interested now. Yes, that's what the dash looks like. So, what's Swoop's passive ability? We don't know, Bet said almost cheerfully. Cacrets are really rare, Will. But we do know her feeding ability, Ezra said. This final skill can only be accessed once the passive ability is unlocked. After that, you could feed her a bit of a binder for her to do something specific, just like how the old man gave a bit to Cebrus in order to heal your arm. You do the same for Swoop, but we already know what she'll be able to do. It's the same for all Dark Hands.
The purple glowing portals, Will said.
Here, we call them pockets. They lead to the void side.
How do they work? Will found himself getting excited.
Honestly, Ezra stood and began to busy himself by pulling the meat out of the fire.
Bet and I really don't know. You're gonna have to find out. Hopefully this teacher can get you up to speed quick.
Ezra raised the pill bottle up where Will could see.
I've got more questions, he said. But for now, we need to think about this. These are yours to use however you think is best. But there's a lot we can do with them. Tenebrum would hunt better if its passive ability was unlocked. And Bet and I have never seen Tenebrum or Pexel's feeding ability. Also, you have no idea what Swoop's passive ability is, and you may want to unlock that. I think it's likely that any teacher you meet will want these abilities open and available. Unfortunately, doing all these things will take a lot of binders. You have quite a few, something like 30, I think, but we need to use them well.
Ezra handed the bottle back to Will.
No hard feelings. You do what you think is best. Bet and I are with you regardless.
The question is, how should Will use the binders for now? Should he use them to unlock all three links fully? Use them to unlock Swoop's abilities fully? Or save them for later?